If you wake up in a bad mood, we got just the thing.
It gets me in a good mood.
Relatable topics.
JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Puts me in a good mood as soon as I wake up.
Kicks 96.9.
We're all about making connections. Professionally, recreationally, whatever it may be. And we are resurrecting something we did back in between 2015 and 2017. Originally, it was called JP and Lauren's Love Connection. And now, well, Lauren's not here, so we wanted to change up the name, freshen things up. And we've created Morning Matchmaker.
Morning Matchmaker.
That's very well done. And Noah was chosen as our bachelor for this time around. And then we opened it up, showed you guys a picture of Noah, gave you a little bio about him. And the ladies came out in droves, and also the ladies' mothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and cousins saying, you need to date this guy.
It's honestly so endearing to learn that most of these men, I think, were put into this position without them even knowing.
Right. Like Noah originally was it was his cousin.
Noel.
Yes. Noel? Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yep.
That put him into this position to do this. He's like, yeah, well, I would like to do this. And so we created an opportunity for three girls to date Noah all at once. We did a speedy group date.
Speedy group date. That was Friday night at Rosie's downtown, which is 10th and P. And by the way, Rosie's is the ideal spot for a lot of different reasons, but date night spot.
Oh, it's perfect.
Don't sleep on it.
No, because the food's fantastic.
Food is so good. We'll get into this more, but there's darts, there's pool tables now too.
Yeah.
There's and things got, like, to bar do. Games going on.
There's things to do, and it's a nice space, good music, good crowd, good vibe.
Yeah, and if you're on like a first date type of thing and it isn't going very well, there's like 1,000 TVs, so you can just...
Then you can get sucked into the Olympics or whatever's on TV. And so we had the chance for Noah to meet Michaela, which was Coriel's pick, Amanda, who was my pick, and Brianna, who was Husker Nick's first round draft pick.
Yes.
And have an opportunity to hang with them. We got apps. We got beverages.
We had the lobster dip, by the way. Amanda ordered the lobster dip.
Smart choice.
So freaking good.
It's amazing.
Noah went for pretzel bites with the cheese dip, so that was solid.
Michaela wanted french fries. That's
Michaela
her go-to
went french
comfort
fries.
Food.
Yep. And then I did, what did I do? Balls and bats.
He did balls and bats.
And I shared those with Brianna.
And yeah, Brianna just was like, I'll take some of your balls and bats.
Yeah, Brianna was drinking, she had some...
Coors Light.
Coors Light, I think.
Yeah. Because that's what's in the photo of her.
Just went for something tasty, and Amanda did too. It was just a good time.
Yeah. And so I had a chance to hang with all of us. We asked them a bunch of different questions about themselves so we could kind of get to know everybody really well.
I believe I said, let's do some icebreakers like we're seven.
Yeah.
But it worked out really well.
Because you got to see the kind of people each of them were. And Brianna and Amanda know each other because they're from the same
hometown. How freaking crazy is that? They're both from
bonkers.
Mead. And Mead is a literal village.
Yeah, it is.
Which, I mean, I grew up in villages too. I get it. But the fact that these two... And, because I made the form very fast, I totally didn't even ask like what your profession is and where you're from. You know, maybe things that you would like
primaries.
Maybe things you'd like to know, but you know, not only. So just know that this was all based on just why do you want to date Noah?
Right, exactly.
And they end up being they're just perfect for him too, but both from Mead, Nebraska. That's
all three
just crazy.
Of them match him perfectly. In different ways.
No, absolutely. I'm just saying the statistically, the amount of... Yeah,
I'm just saying, in my observation, it seemed like he could have... Well, and Amanda was really smart because she got there 15 minutes early. And Noah likes to get there early. So, technically, Amanda had an advantage.
Yeah, because she was there.
Because she was having beers with him at the bar before we even got there.
Amanda is very chill. She's so cool.
So, we had a chance to hang with all of them. And then, as... things were rolling, we wanted to talk to each of them. And you'll hear from all of them, from Noah, Michaela, Brianna, and Amanda. And then you'll also hear Noah's choice for the individual dates.
Yes, because out of the three, his homework was over the weekend to choose the two that he wants to do an individual date with over the next 2 weekends.
And this is what Noah had to say about the date.
Dates are going well, a lot better than what I expected, but also I get a little nervous when I come to stuff like this. A front runner would probably be Michaela. She seems to have a lot of similar interests. We have a lot of common friends on the social media, and we know just in person. We'd seem to live live a little more of the same lifestyle. Kind of seems like we have some of the same beliefs and stuff like that. Just family oriented.
Yay!
So she's just kind of stood out the most so far.
Regarding Amanda and Brianna, what do you think is probably like the thing that sticks out most about Amanda and Brianna?
Brianna is very smart. She's very good with her words. She doesn't hesitate. She knows what she wants in life. She goes after what she wants. She doesn't hesitate. She doesn't let other people tell her that she can't do it. If she does, if someone tells her she can't do it, she uses it for motivation and says, I'm going to do it anyway.
She's going to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to prove you wrong whether you like it or not. So, and then Amanda, she seems just to be a down-to-home earth girl.
Super chill.
It's very chill, very relaxed, very easy to talk to. She's got a dog. Dogs are man's best friend, so you can never go wrong with that. And you know, you just got to trust someone who's
so you
dog.
Think the speedy group date is going off pretty well so far for you, right?
Oh yeah, I think it's going very well.
So Noah's having a good time. He is enjoying the three girls that we've picked for him.
Yes. I'm just so excited. I'm glad. And he handled it very well.
He did.
Because, it's a speedy group date.
It's a pressure situation. It's him versus the three of them and versus us, too, because we're hammering
with questions,
too. Well,
we tried to take as much pressure out of it as we could.
We did.
But also kind of keep the ship afloat somehow.
So, coming up, we'll give you a chance to hear from all three girls, because Coryell managed to grab each of them and take them in the back alley.
I accosted them. I was like, you're done throwing darts? Get out here.
And you ask them some questions, and we will get you Noah's final decision, too, coming up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Sun comes up.
With the Kix Morning Show.
Get on up.
JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
It's the Morning Matchmaker, giving our listeners a chance to meet other people, and who knows, maybe make a love connection.
Ooh.
And it was Noah who was chosen as our bachelor. And then three dates were chosen for him. Michaela, chosen by Coryell. Amanda, chosen by me. And Brianna, chosen by Husker Nick. And if you're just catching up with us, the segment before, we had a chance to talk to Noah about halfway through the dating at Rosie's downtown. Is that right, Cor? About halfway through?
I'd say about halfway through. Or three quarters of the way through.
Yeah. To get his thoughts on things. He thought it was going well. He was worried he'd be super nervous and wouldn't be able to do it, but he did really well. He's done very well throughout this whole thing. And then we had a chance to talk to all three of the girls. Coryell basically accosted them and took them out in the back alley.
I did. I said, step out into the back alley with me. And they were like, should I leave a breadcrumb trail?
Just in case.
Will I need to be able to find my way back? Should I call my parents and say I love them?
And
what do you mean?
She talked to Michaela first, which, by the way, Michaela had her own fan club that showed up.
Yeah,
and
it's
rooted
awesome.
Her on from a separate table, which was a lot of fun. But here's Coryell's conversation with Michaela.
Michaela, how's the little speedy group date going so far? What's your favorite thing about Noah?
It's going so well so far. It's been so fun to just like get to know each other with the icebreaker questions. I would say my favorite thing that I've learned is we like and dislike similar foods, but
yes,
then also
I noticed
have
that.
A lot of like core concrete beliefs of like life that are going to be like a great foundational piece for relationship.
Oh my ma'am, you're so articulate. Oh my God, that was so well put. Good job. Hey, how are you doing in darts right now, though, be honest?
Terrible.
Yeah, we had them all play darts and keep each other busy while we were grabbing them individually and talking to them.
Yeah, and just kind of let natural conversation flow. And it was really cool because you could tell Noah was oddly comfortable doing that. I mean,
right.
I don't know. I'm really proud of him in a weird way.
Hanging out with three ladies and you and me and everybody else.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was kind of first thing jitters for everybody.
Right.
But it wasn't awkward ever, I don't think. Yeah. And I think he kind of gave everybody a fair shot. So I don't know. It was cool to watch him kind of work the room.
And then to my choice, Amanda, Coryell caught up with her.
What do you think sticks out most about Noah? Like, what's your favorite thing about him so far?
His dimples.
He was waiting.
I would have said that. Anyways, but no, he's just super kind, too. And just, I feel like, honestly, we have so much in common. And I need a sub for my softball team and for my sand volleyball team. So
you're doing a little side work, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to work out for my benefits. I'm just kidding. But no, he's super sweet, super kind, beyond attractive, out of my league. So
no way.
So, no, I, that's how I feel 100%.
Oh my God. Amanda, how do you feel about like yourself so far during the date? Do you think you've put your best foot forward?
I have, yes. I mean, I'm just being myself, and just, I mean, if he likes me for who I am, that's who I am.
That's what you want.
Exactly. Completely 100%.
And Amanda, very open, very cool. All three of the girls were tremendous.
Yeah.
And finally, we caught up with Brianna, and then we're going to give you Noah's choice as well.
Be honest, how are you performing?
Not horrible. I mean, I am the first lady in place right behind Noah.
Ooh. In darts.
Noah's in first, then it goes me, then Amanda, and then Michaela.
Okay. So the date so far, it's like a speedy group date setting and stuff, so obviously it's a lot of just banter here and there. What has stuck out most for you about Noah? Like, what do you like the most?
He is very funny, like naturally. He doesn't have to try. He just is so witty, and I appreciate that because I am also that same way. Also, he's just very kind. He is very kind. I've noticed to the waiters and to everybody who's here, he is doing his best to honestly give every single woman their chance to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not favoring anyone out in my mind. Like, he is giving everyone their fair shot, and he is really trying. And so I think he is a great choice for The Bachelor. Because he's fantastic.
Yay! And so for you personally so far, like, are you feeling like you put your best foot forward?
Yes.
Yes. And she says it with direct eye contact. She knows it too. Brianna, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All three of them are so tremendous. Like, how do you pick with this group of successful, talented, cool girls?
It's hard. I can imagine it's very hard. And, I mean, that's the point of
this
Morning Matchmaker,
thing.
Though.
Yeah.
We don't have to make that decision.
No.
Noah does.
Noah does. And here is Noah's decision.
It was so much fun to talk to and meet with Amanda and Brianna and Michaela. Brianna and I have quite a few common interests, with one of those being we're both into sports and we're both competitive. So it was fun to talk to each other and get to know a little bit more about each other in that aspect. Michaela is super sweet. She's so easy to talk to. The conversation between the two of us just is natural. It doesn't seem forced at all. Amanda is a lot of fun to be around. She knows how to have a good time. She was having a good time with not only me, but it seemed everybody else that was there Friday night.
All right, and so who is your choice, Noah?
This is such a hard decision, but the two that I would like to go on individual dates with would be Michaela and Brianna.
There you go.
We finally made it to the next step in Morning Matchmaker.
So Michaela and Brianna go on to round two.
Yay!
Which will be individual dates for Noah and Michaela. And Noah and Brianna.
Yep. Spread out over the next week, this weekend or next weekend. If it has to be two weekends, then it has to be, you know, it's hard to, a lot of moving parts with a lot of people. So.
And we'll get recaps of everything that goes down.
Yeah, we'll
talk
keep
with
you posted along the way.
Throughout the whole thing. And again, a shout out to Amanda. She is amazing. If you get a chance to, paw massage, pet grooming, and vet is what she's got her business.
Yes, and it's I think she says she specializes in like anxious and aggressive dogs too. So, and I know that I can't wait to tell Jen down the hallway at 106.3 KFRX, our sister station.
Oh yeah, because she's got
because she has an older pupper, I think, who's anxious and can't really leave for grooming and vet work and stuff like that.
Brilliant.
So that's that'll be perfect.
So shout out Amanda, she's amazing. Hopefully we'll get her back. We don't know.
I mean,
maybe she'll be the
if not, I hope she can call us a friend now because I think she's pretty stinking cool.
And if you, I mean, sometimes just shoot your shot. I mean, if you think maybe Amanda be right up your alley, message us.
She is single, we heard.
We'll pass on your information. But going on will be Noah with Michaela and then Noah with Brianna. We'll keep you updated with Morning Matchmaker.